WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. An attorney in the Justice Department's Public Integrity Section signed paperwork tonight to begin formally dismissing corruption charges against New York City's Democratic Mayor Eric Adams. CBS's Scott McFarland tells us it caps a week of turmoil at the Department of Justice, with unhappy prosecutors resigning over the order.
One after another, those prosecutors have quit in protest, including an assistant U.S. attorney in New York who not only refused to drop the charges against Adams, but in a letter announcing his resignation said, "I expect you will eventually find someone who is enough of a fool or enough of a coward to file your motion, but it was never going to be me."
The Trump administration began mass firing at the Department of Homeland Security today as those employees joined thousands of other government workers suddenly losing their jobs. CBS's Nicole Skanga is following that for us.
Officials at DHS said they'd fired hundreds of employees across several agencies after supervisors identified non-mission critical personnel in their first or second years in probationary status. It included cuts within the nation's top cybersecurity agency known as CISA, FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which handles the nation's federal disaster relief, and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
At the Munich Security Conference, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he will only agree to meet in person with Russian leader Vladimir Putin after he, Zelensky, and President Trump agree on a plan. Lise Doucette is BBC's chief international correspondent at Munich.
First of all, there's great relief among the Europeans, among the Ukrainians, that at last, after 3 years of a grievous war, that peace talks, or at least discussions about peace talks, are finally on the table. But there is great worry too. This is a very troubled Munich Security Conference, probably one of the most troubled it's seen in its 61-year history, that they really feel what they regard as the foundation of this, what they call a transatlantic partnership, is falling apart.
In Israel and Gaza, the ceasefire deal is holding after Hamas named three Israeli hostages it is expected to release in the next few hours.
Just days ago, Hamas said it would stop releasing hostages, but the fragile ceasefire deal is back on track. Hamas has named the three Israeli men it plans to release. One of them holds U.S. citizenship. Still held in Gaza are 73 hostages, though many are thought to be dead. President Trump earlier said there would be hell to pay if Hamas...
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's Dame time at the All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Damian Lillard represents the Milwaukee Bucks this weekend at the NBA All-Star Game. It's poignant for Lillard, who remembers when his father took him and his brother to the All-Star Game events back in 2000 when the game was played in his hometown of Oakland, California, and he was just 9 years old.
We went to jam session every day. You know, didn't go to school, me and my brother. They had, like, this three-point competition. So it was just, a great week. You know, a lot of memories. Vince Carter won that dunk contest. You know, a lot of my favorite players I grew up watching played in that All-Star game. Great experience. So now to be 25 years later and this being my ninth All-Star game and kind of back in front of that hometown crowd, you know, it's definitely a special moment.
Damian Lillard will compete in the three-point contest. That gets started at 7 o'clock tonight. The All-Star game is tomorrow night. Coverage on TNT. College basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indiana today against number 7th-ranked Purdue. We'll have a recap after the game coming up. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Sometimes True Love Isn't Enough News, it appears Kanye West and his soulmate, Bianca Censori, are headed for divorce. The couple has been married a little over 2 years, which isn't too shabby by Hollywood standards. Yahoo Entertainment says things went from bad to worse after the Grammys stunt, where West instructed the love of his life to drop her coat and, quote, make a scene. Censori will receive a one-time payment of $5 million as a settlement. That's some serious scratch and should be enough to get her some new threads. Game of Thrones fans, there is another spinoff from the wildly popular HBO show headed your way. This is the third spinoff from GOT and will focus on the House of Targaryen. Another GOT spinoff, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, will hit the little screen later this year. According to Deadline, the franchise is more likely than not going to roll out several other spinoffs in the coming years. And why wouldn't they? We'll keep watching. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Winter weather advisories continue. Snow continues an inch or two. Low tonight around 19. For your Saturday, mostly cloudy. Highs near 27. Saturday night, cloudy with lows in the single digits. For Sunday, chance of snow and highs near 11.
Right now, it's 19.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, are you exhausted, tired, fed up? We get it, but we want you to get involved. Luann Bird is going to join us to talk about ways to keep going. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. This is just a remarkable moment in history. I don't know how to describe it better than that. I think we're right up there in terms of you know, historical precedent with maybe the end of the Vietnam War or maybe the beginning of it, I don't, you know, or with Neville Chamberlain coming back from the Munich conference with Hitler and saying we've achieved peace for our time. It's just amazing. Over at the Justice Department, we have now six attorneys who have resigned. And apparently the charges against Eric Adams have not yet been dropped. They keep trying to find a toady to do this. And the people they keep going to and saying, hey, are you our toady? Keep saying, no, I'm not a toady. You know, find another toady. And then Emil Bove, you know, the guy who was Trump's defense lawyer in some of his cases in New York or Washington, D.C. I mean, I'd have to go back and look and see which of the cases Bove was defending him on. But he's now the number two guy at the Department of Justice. And he's saying, you know, if Eric Adams is going to hustle against immigration for us, and he has. I mean, he's let ICE into the detention facilities, Rikers Island specifically. He was on Fox and Friends this morning with the Tom Holman, the head of the ICE, you know, of the Border Patrol or Customs. I'm not sure exactly which agency, but he's the border czar, is how Trump refers to him. But Danielle Sassoon yesterday said, no, I'm not going to go along with this. And in fact, she points out in her letter to Bove, who is clearly, you know, a corrupt lawyer, the number two guy at our Justice Department, clearly corrupt. I think, frankly, you'd have to be to defend Donald Trump, but maybe not. I mean, you know, there are lawyers who believe everybody deserves a defense, even you know, people who obviously committed crimes, they still deserve a defense, and I'm a big fan of that. But this guy, she pointed out that not only were they confident that Eric Adams had committed these crimes back when he was the borough president in Brooklyn, but that he was conspiring with other people to destroy evidence and to lie to the FBI. They were going to bring, you know, superseding charges, in other words, additional charges against Eric Adams. They were about to nail his ass even harder when the DOJ came along and said, no, just drop the charges. So far, Danielle Sassoon, 38, she has retired. Now, she's a Harvard undergrad, Yale law, clerked for Antonin Scalia. She's a Federalist Society member. She was appointed by Donald Trump himself. So she gets out, then then they go to Kevin Driscoll. He's the acting head of the department's criminal division. He says, no, I won't do it. Then they send it to John Keller, the acting head of the public integrity section, and he says, no, I'm out of here. I'll resign before I'll do this. And then it goes to Rob Heberle, who is a prosecutor in the public integrity section, and he's like, I'm not going to drop the damn charges. We all know this guy's a crook. And so he gets fired, or he resigns. And then it goes to Jen Clark, another prosecutor, and she says, no, I'm out of here, too. I'm not going to do this. And then it goes to Marco Palmieri, who's a prosecutor in the public integrity section, and he says, you know, we're supposed to prosecute public integrity crimes. We're supposed to go after corrupt politicians. And here now you've got a corrupt head of the Department of Justice working on behalf of a corrupt president, telling us to drop the charges against this corrupt mayor of New York City. Bovey put on administrative leave at least two other prosecutors in the Manhattan, in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan. He threatened Sassoon and the prosecutors with an internal investigation by both the AG's bogus weaponization group and the Office of Professional Responsibility. He suggested that her oath to the Constitution was superseded by, quote, the policies of a democratically elected president and a Senate-confirmed attorney general. And she just says no. Not a chance. And in another flagrant disregard of the law, this is from David Kurtz over at Talking Points Memo. In another flagrant disregard of the law, Attorney General Pam Bondi gave an affirmative green light to Google and Apple to ignore the plain language of the TikTok ban upheld by the Supreme Court. So we're ignoring laws now. And Pam Bondi says, that's cool. No problem. I mean, this is a serious crisis. There is no other way to describe this. And then J.D. Vance gave this speech, speaking of crises, in Germany this morning. And Nick Walsh, who is the foreign correspondent for CNN, or a foreign correspondent, he said, this is a bizarre message to hear, given everyone wants to hear the clarification of this interview with the Wall Street Journal, quite what he meant, whether he seemed to suggest that the U.S. was going to put or could potentially put boots on the ground when it came to Ukraine. He said, Ukraine is the only thing people want to hear about, but instead on the stage, I think we're hearing this very interesting projection of sort. Now, I haven't been able to find the actual speech that J.D. Vance gave. I'm sure it'll be and it's probably available online right now. I was looking a couple hours ago. I will look again when we hit the break here at the bottom of the hour. But it sounds like J.D. Vance did a culture war speech. I don't know if he was going after gays or after black people or after immigrants or what, but he didn't speak about NATO, apparently. So, again, the CNN foreign correspondent Walsh, he says, remember, we've had a bizarre 48 hours in which Secretary of Defense Hegseth basically said there would be no Ukrainian NATO membership and it wouldn't get its old borders back, and then radically reversed and said that everything's on the table. So there's whiplash, frankly, going on in Munich, and he's not addressing that. Just incredible stuff. Meanwhile, the dismantling of our government continues, and the pushing back against it continues. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols extended his order blocking the Trump administration from pulling workers off the job at USAID. It appears that order is being ignored. In a second USAID case, a different judge, U.S. District Judge Amir Ali, ordered an end to the spending freeze. It appears that order is being ignored. With regard to TransCare, U.S. District Judge Brendan Herson of Maryland blocked Trump's executive order banning the federal government from offering gender-affirming care for trans kids. It appears that judicial order is being ignored. Some 200,000 government workers on probationary status are apparently being purged government-wide. Dozens of workers were fired in an after-hours blitz at the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. Acting head Russell Vogt has established a tip line to snitch on financial regulators who are still doing their jobs despite a White House stand-down order. Not to snitch on criminals, to snitch on cops. The CFPB is the cops who oversee the banks. And he put this is just insane. Russell Vogt put up a tip line for you to call in and say, yes, the police are doing their jobs. Nail them. 3,400 federal employees with the Forest Service are being purged across every level of the agency beginning yesterday. They have advanced Kash Patel's nomination, even though he apparently lied to Congress or committed perjury. They put Bob Kennedy in as Secretary of the Department of Health and Hospitals. The Wall Street Journal is reporting how the Trumps turned an election victory into a cash bonanza. They're making millions and millions of dollars off the presidency now. So just wild stuff going on. Just absolutely wild stuff going on. So what's on your mind? As I said, anything goes Friday. Sharon in Eagan, Minnesota. Hey, Sharon, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for listening to AM 950.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call. I think the time is very right now for a centralist party because, you know, the Democrats seem to want to do only the polar opposite of the Republicans. I don't think the issues that they come up with or answers or solutions are very logical or rational.
Give me an example of what you're talking about, Sharon. That's a fairly general statement. For example.
Yeah, it is. Well, take, for instance, men, biological men and women's sports. That irritated a lot of people. And I think that chiseled away a lot of votes from the Democratic Party.
The Democratic Party has never, to the best of my knowledge, taken a position that they are supportive of trans women in sports. I mean, maybe some Democratic politicians have. I get it, that's probably the single most controversial thing. Also, you've got over 500,000 athletes in professional or semi-professional sporting events. There's 11 trans athletes. I mean, this is really a non-issue, Sharon. I get it that it's all over Fox News and the right wing is hysterical about it, but you're saying that the Democrats should just say screw you to trans people?
No, I'm not.
Well, they're a minority. I mean, they're a very small minority. So essentially what you're saying is if the majority hates the majority should be able to get away with hating the minority, right?
No, but I think it's chisels at a major issue. And I think what's important to some people is enough to make. You know, there's enough little issues like that takes away from the Democratic Party. And now we've got, like, David Hogg that's going for abolish ICE. He's back to that defund the police.
And he's not calling to abolish ICE.
That's the news. That's the news on...
on Fox News, I'm assuming.
No, actually, it's like CNN and USA Today and all of those things. And I think he brings a very immature outlook to the Democratic Party. I don't think.
Oh, you're right. He did. He did. That was 4-5 years ago he called to abolish ICE. That is not his position now.
Well, I just read something.
Yeah,
somewhere
of course
that's
you did.
What he's doing.
Yeah, no, it's not what he's doing. It's what he said 5 years ago. It's what he said in February of 2020. That's 5 years ago.
I don't think he's bringing us anything to help us.
Yeah.
And I don't think youth is the answer.
All right, I got it, Sharon. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Yeah, those brown people, oh, jeez. 18 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, we're human. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, the lungs and kidney group, the metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day or, you know, binge out on cookies or pizza, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you get your money back. So let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get started. 20% off your first order. And by the way, they have multiple different flavors of these just extraordinary extraordinary drinks. You're going to love this stuff. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com to get 20%. That's code TOM at fieldofgreens.com.
They twist the truth and bend the rules while they laugh at the rest of us fools. What do you call a class so bold with hearts of stone and hands of gold? They've got a name that fits the pitch. Let's call them all the morbidly rich. The morbidly rich, they take it all while the rest of us are left.
Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Sam in Lincoln, Illinois. Hey, Sam, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I agree with you. I don't know where the protesters are, but I don't know how to protest. I don't know what to do. I'm sick about this whole thing.
Go to indivisible.org, and they will connect you with protest resources, Sam.
What was that again?
Indivisible.org. IndivisiBLE.org.
Okay, that's great. And I have a thought. The other thing that's made me sick is this destroying of the USAID. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if we couldn't somehow create some kind of a NGO with people from that organization that have been fired to collect money from the U.S. citizenry and donate it anyway. I think the Lincoln Project could help create advertising, and I think at least we would all have something we could do, and it might help. I don't know. Does that make any sense?
I would suggest instead, I can just tell you, Sam, that ain't going to happen. I mean, USAID had a $40 billion a year budget. The last election, Kamala Harris raised $1 billion, and we were all donating as hard and fast as we could.
You're right.
So,
okay.
You know, that's pretty insurmountable. But there are a lot of great charities out there that are on the ground, that are doing the work, that used to do the work alongside USAID. I used to work for one, although it was based in Germany. There's just great organizations out there that I encourage you, you know, if you're inclined to want to financially support the kind of work that USAID is doing, to support them. There's a beginning point for you. All right.
Okay, thank
Sam,
you so much.
Thanks for
Appreciate
the call. It. Yeah, good talking to you. 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, Viagra for your brain, but does not lead to stiff thinking. Stay tuned. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey, man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. After seven federal prosecutors quit in protest, the Justice Department has begun the process of dropping corruption charges against New York City's Democratic Mayor Eric Adams.
They felt that the charges brought against Mayor Adams were political weaponization by the Biden administration.
CBS's Jake Rosen. A judge continued the order barring Elon Musk's Doge task force from accessing some records at the Treasury Department. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
On the government side, they say that this is lawful, that they're just carrying out the orders of a new administration and an executive order from President Donald Trump.
At the Munich Security Conference, CBS's Margaret Brennan reports Vice President Vance is telling European leaders they need to cooperate with far-right organizations.
Vice President Vance was trying to bring that MAGA message of the enemy within to the global stage. And specifically, he says that European leaders aren't showing that they have strong democracies when they sideline controversial groups.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Welcome to the era of the mini reality show. Reese Witherspoon, producer behind the new Legally Blonde prequel, Elle, filmed herself calling the actress who won the role of young Elle Woods. The series will be set during Woods' high school years, way before she became a lawyer. Witherspoon posted the vid to her TikTok, which also included recording the actress giving her mother the news. Here's hoping the actual series that will drop on Prime eventually will be just as entertaining. Oh yeah, the actress playing Elle will be newcomer Lexi Mindtree. Immensely popular stand-up comedian Nate Bargatze has not one but two films in the works. Nate will star in the holiday film Christmas in Paradise after he completes playing the lead in The Breadwinner, a comedy he will also produce. Christmas in Paradise has Bargatze playing a small-town doctor who ends up getting a bounty on his head a week before Christmas. The project is still in the development stages and will be directed by TAG director Jeff Tomczyk. It will be interesting to see if Bargatze's films are as funny as his act. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's Dame time at the All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Damian Lillard represents the Milwaukee Bucks this weekend at the NBA All-Star Game. It's poignant for Lillard, who remembers when his father took him and his brother to the All-Star Game events back in 2000 when the game was played in his hometown of Oakland, California, and he was just 9 years old.
We went to jam session every day. You know, didn't go to school, me and my brother. They had, like, this three-point competition. So it was just, a great week. You know, a lot of memories. Vince Carter won that dunk contest. You know, a lot of my favorite players I grew up watching played in that All-Star game. Great experience. So now to be 25 years later and this being my ninth All-Star game and kind of back in front of that hometown crowd, you know, it's definitely a special moment.
Damian Lillard will compete in the three-point contest. That gets started at 7 o'clock tonight. The All-Star game is tomorrow night. Coverage on TNT. College basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indiana today against number 7th-ranked Purdue. We'll have a recap after the game coming up. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Winter weather advisories continue. Snow continues an inch or two. Low tonight around 19. For your Saturday, mostly cloudy. Highs near 27. Saturday night, cloudy with lows in the single digits. For Sunday, chance of snow and highs near 11.
Right now, it's 19.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
the scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Northeast Wisconsin hip-hop artist and musician Matt Harper joins me in studio. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, I can get you 20% off with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com, and that promo code TOM will get you 20% off everything, including their sleep remedies. Just check it out, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
A whisper in the halls, Goldwater's morning call, behind the country's walls. Stormer's book was passed around, fear was set in stone. The rich men lit the torches, claimed the Reds would take our home. They sold the fear, they sold the lie, wrapped in flags and battle cries. The GOP.
Past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Nancy in Woodland, California. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I'm just wondering, why haven't or why didn't they have Musk and his teenage hackers arrested for breaking into the Treasury Department and getting into all of our records? And why haven't they impeached Bessent, who apparently gave Musk the keys to the house?
Well,
basically.
let's just examine those, Nancy. The agency that does the arresting would be the FBI, the federal agency, or the Federal Marshals Service, and they both work for Donald Trump right now. And if you want to impeach the Treasury Secretary, articles of impeachment need to originate in the House of Representatives, which is controlled by Republicans right now. So that's why they're not doing it.
So they can't even do anything just to gum up the works, even if it might not succeed?
If they, by they, you mean Democratic politicians in the House and Senate.
The ones in the Senate
in particular can do a lot to gum up the works, but they've been choosing not to. They've been choosing, by and large, to just, you know, stand by or even go along with some of Trump's nominees, which is infuriating to me. But apparently it's the way they want to play it.
Yeah, I know. That was really irritating to me. I think I just heard of another one where they went ahead and voted for whoever, and it drives me insane.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm with you, Nancy, but that's why there's no impeachment and no arrests. You can bet if the Democrats had tried to do this, the Republicans had the power to do that, they would be all over it, but that's not how it's playing out right now. This is an entirely Republican-driven process.
Yeah, because I know a number of years ago when they were having the bipartisan interviews that were in the SCIF. A bunch of Republicans forced their way in. Remember, they brought pizza in and everything?
Yep.
And it's just like, they just do what they want to do. They force their way into places.
They don't have any fear of breaking the law. You're absolutely right. Nancy, thank you for the call. Vivian in Seattle. Hey, Vivian, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Vivian.
I'm a first-time caller after over 20 years of listening, and I've been an activist in Seattle for 4 decades, and for over a quarter century, I was the director of the world's largest annual protest event, and I want to share an organizing strategy people can consider. During the Iraq War, most neighborhoods here in Western Washington established their own progressive protest affinity groups with a unique name, yard sign, and projects, and once or twice a year, a gathering was held in a high school auditorium where everyone sat with their neighbors in the bleachers near their group's yard sign. Strategies were discussed, information was disseminated, and everybody went back to their neighborhood meetings and activities. It was the most effective long-term decentralized organizing strategy that I've seen, if things really devolve in America and it appears that things might go in that direction, community can really be a lifeline for most vulnerable of us. Mm-hmm. And I think we should consider replicating that approach all across America in neighborhoods where it's safe to do something like that.
Well, if you know how to do it, Vivian, I encourage you to start and, you know, create an example. I'd be glad to publicize it.
Great. And if I could share just one more quick thing, I've got over 12,000 connections on Facebook with friends and followers. I expect that my profile might eventually be disabled because I post so scathingly against the Trump-Tala clan. So I asked my friends if they wanted to stay in contact if I disappeared, share their phone numbers and emails with me, and I would share mine. Right now, I already have 8 pages of contacts. So other people might be the same. And lastly, you are a national treasure, and thank you for everything you do.
Well, thank you for your kind words, Vivian. And good luck. And if you have any success with, you know, putting something together, be sure to call back and let us know, okay?
You bet.
Okay, thanks a lot. John in North Chelmsford, Massachusetts. Hey, John, thanks for listening to WCAP. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Just a couple of things here. One's on Ukraine, and the other, you mentioned the other day about Voice of America, Radio Liberty, Radio Free Europe, all of them.
Yep.
They're being decimated. And when you tune the shortwave bands, I've been tuning the shortwave bands since the 70s, and all you hear now is China radio all over the place. They're building 500 kilowatt transmitters.
Whoa.
In the meanwhile, oh, God, just about every shortwave band.
You know, I mean, I just tune around the ham bands. I see that on 40 meters around 7.2 megahertz. But I've not, I frankly don't listen to, you know, 160 or 80 generally because I don't have an antenna that'll do them. But, 80 through 10 meters, I'm all over it. And the only one I've seen is on, or 40 through 10 meters, the only one I've seen is on 40 meters.
Yeah, Voice of America, you used to play with, they had relay stations all over the world. And yeah. Now they've got very, very few. And we got one transmitter, I think, left in the States.
Well, Trump kneecapped a lot of that during his last administration as a favor.
He pulled them down.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next one that's going to come down is Marianas Islands. They're going to pull that one down.
Wow.
So the other thing, and this could be an imperfect parallel, but with Ukraine in these talks with, and I got to tell you, Vance reminds me of a little blowfly. I wish you could just swat him away. But Ukraine, for example, with the Paris peace talks with that ended the Vietnamese War. South Vietnam, and I realize it was more a civil war, but South Vietnam had no voice in that, and they were forced to take that peace treaty. And, of course, as Kissinger said, the inevitable will happen, and it did. Yeah. And I fear Ukraine is going to be handed the same deal.
I think you're right, and that's the bad news. The good news is that the rest of Europe isn't going to stand for it because they've seen this movie before. I mean, they saw it in 1938.
Yeah. No, we all have in some degree or another. So,
yeah.
Anyway, Tom, maybe one of these days I'll work you on the ham bands, but...
Yeah, I look forward to it, John.
All right.
And 73s. Good talking to you.
Okay, 73, my friend.
Thank you. Diane in Reykjavik, Iceland. Wow, we got a call from Malta a couple days ago, too. Yeah. Hey, Diane, thanks for watching us on Free Speech TV.
What's
on your
Tom.
Mind today? Hi.
Oh, Tom, nice to talk to you. So
you.
I have
how's,
a question.
How's
I heard
Reykjavik?
Reykjavik's cold and windy.
Yeah, it usually is this time of year. It's a beautiful city, though.
Yes. Right. It is. I came this time because, you know, I really wanted to see the Northern Lights, and this is the best chance
so
I have.
So you're just touristing?
Yes. I am originally from Jamaica. I live in Fort Lauderdale, but I quit my job on January 20th and moved to Costa Rica.
Ah.
And I had booked this trip, before the election. So yeah. Here I am.
Okay.
Because I don't intend on flying anymore because, you know, the FAA and things falling out of the sky and all of that.
Yeah, there was another one a day or two ago. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So what's on your mind?
I heard you speaking earlier about Putin is going to try to menace Europe. And I was wondering, because he can't even beat Ukraine right now, like, do you think Trump is going to help him in Europe? Because, I mean...
He already is.
By putting soldiers. No, like, so you think he's going
to
do that?
Trump is already trying to help Putin. Now, here's the good news is I think it's backfiring. During the break, I read J.D. Vance's speech at the Munich Security Conference, and he was going on and on about how, you know, you're letting immigrants in and you're refusing to let Nazis speak, you know, and you're even arresting people who are supporting Nazism. And, you know, that's not free speech, and we don't support that. I mean, it was just weird. It was like it was written by Stephen, well, it probably was written by Stephen Miller. But I could just, as I was reading through Vance's speech, I could just imagine the mouths dropping and the horror, the look of horror that must have been coming over the faces of so many of these Europeans as he was lecturing them on, you know, how they had to let Nazis speak, you know, let's liberate the Nazis. And that was just incredible.
Do you think America can come back from this?
I do. I have great faith in this country. We've been in much worse places, Diane. I mean, we went through a civil war. We went through the Great Depression.
I don't know, Tom. Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen it.
It's going
to
be a hell of a challenge. It's going to be a hell of a fight, Diane. But I think we'll make it back. I got to run. Thanks for the call. And enjoy Reykjavik.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We did our show live for a week from Iceland in November. There was like 4 feet of snow on the ground and 50 mile an hour winds. I remember it well.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Imagine home, the smell of coffee,
the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. Those are the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in our cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also, Native Path is also completely flavorless. You can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups. And because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable, and it mixes better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our coffee this morning. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk with a real human being with questions about usage, recipes, ingredients, and best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with my special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. Getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end. I'll tell you, to get started on your transformation journey today. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour and 9 minutes, I guess, now. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's up?
Happy Valentine's Day to you and Louise.
Well, thank you, Jessica. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. I gave Louise a little stuffed penguin this morning with a little message that penguins mate for life. You know?
So, oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I thought it was cute.
Yes. With the transfer of power from one president to the next, goes the change of the Oval Office, the redecorating. Mm-hmm. And the portrait that was hanging on the wall was Benjamin Franklin. Trump couldn't wait to take that portrait down and hang Andrew Jackson.
Right, he loved the Indian killer. That was his nickname.
Yes, yes. And when the reporters are there, that hangs right next to Trump. I feel so sorry for the American Indians. You can see it every day. And I have one question. I don't think Trump knew. I think he was educated from Stephen Miller telling him to hang that up. And the American Indians referred to Jackson as the removal president. He forced millions of acres. He forced the Indians off of west of the Mississippi because, and that ended up causing tons of deaths.
It's the Trail of Tears. They were forced out of Georgia, and they had to walk all the way across the country to Oklahoma.
Yes. So when the reporters are in there gathering in the Oval Office, I wish one of them would bring that up and say, oh.
They're all terrified. Jessica. I mean, the Associated Press got kicked out of the press room, got kicked out of, you know, they're not there anymore because they refused to change their maps to say the Gulf of America.
Good for them.
But they're all, when Biden was in, everybody would yell, and it was all chaotic, and it was crazy. Now that Trump is in, it's like, Mr. President, may I please ask a question? Everybody is respectful.
Right.
Nobody is asking hard questions, because he just doesn't tolerate it, and nobody wants to get kicked out. Their job is more important to them than dealing with the truth.
But Trump is showing he's going to ignore the Supreme Court. He's got J.D. Vance saying, to the judges' rulings don't matter. But I keep hearing the song. Tell Louise this. Maybe she could put it in her song, too. I keep hearing such a mean old man from the Beatles song. I think of that all the time when I...
Yeah.
She did that Grinch song, you know, around Christmas time. Remember that?
Yes.
You're a bad one,
and,
Mr. Trump.
Yes. And Trump and Musk are such masochists. They are already responsible for deaths in other countries. And now they want our country to...
masochists, but yes.
Oh, sorry. Yes, sadists, definitely. And cuts in Medicare, Medicaid, going to kill thousands. But they don't think of the other things that will happen. The doctors, the hospitals won't be paid for Medicare and Medicaid. Yes. And they're just going to destroy everyone's lives they touch.
You're going to have a lot more sick people, a lot more dead people, and it's going to echo through the economy as a recession. Jessica, I completely agree. I do need to move along to the next call, though. Thank you so much for calling.
Your point was... And one last great thing.
Okay.
The Republicans need to be called the know-nothing, care-nothing party because they are not immune to all this disease and death and suffering.
Good point. The know-nothing. So that's where, you know, there used to be a party in Massachusetts that was called that. It was the Order of the Star-Spangled Banner. It was the last half of the 19th century. And they had a secret handshake, and their slogan was, I know nothing. So they called them the know-nothings. They were mostly opposed to public schools, strangely enough. Jessica, I got to run. Thank you for the call. Kino in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Kino, what's up?
Yes, happy Valentine's Day on Freya's Day, the goddess of love. So that's appropriate.
It's perfect.
But, Tom, our society is in a social psychosis, and these Republicans are in intellectual hibernation. They've suspended their rational thinking. And one thing that we can start, I had a professor who said, closed minds sometimes you can get in by asking questions, not making declarations, but by asking questions to try to get their minds operating again.
That's true.
I think the Republican, or the Democrats should start asking why all these people think that Trump is infallible. That's an old Catholic idea that the Pope is infallible. And all those Catholics on the Supreme Court, they were trained that their leader is infallible. And they tried the immunity that they gave the president. It's just a manifestation of them thinking that a leader is infallible. So let's start asking the Republicans why they think Trump is infallible. I don't know if it'll work or not, but that's part of the problem. This concept that whoever he appoints to be in the cabinet, whatever he does, he's just infallible. And let's get them to justify why they think that is one way to open their minds in an effort. We got to think of different ways, but that's one way. So
I like your idea of asking questions, Kino, and you're absolutely right. Questioning somebody is a much more effective way of challenging their assumptions than asserting things. That's, you know, well known. For example, there's this group out there that's put up a $5 million bounty. They're offering a $5 million award for anybody who can prove any fraud that Elon Musk has actually found. So far, nobody has claimed the prize.
Right. One other quick thing, Tom. There was a book many years ago that said in South America, the Catholic religion prevailed, and they don't elect their leaders. And in North America and Canada, the Protestants elect their leaders, and that's why democracy first flourished in North America, and South America had a whole history of...
I don't think it's that simple, Kino, and I don't believe that Catholicism is intrinsically hostile to democracy, although the papacy arguably is, but... I get it. Kino, thanks for the call. Happy Freedom Day. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435.
800-280-9435.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend's headlines and give a preview to the spring primary election on Tuesday. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. Sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Federal prosecutors in New York have filed a motion to drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, bringing to a close a week-long battle that saw seven prosecutors decline to file that order and then quit. CBS's Scott McFarlane has more for us.
Tom Dupree served in George W. Bush's Department of Justice.
What do you make of this back and forth, this mass resignation wave?
Well, it's reminiscent of the Nixon era, where you saw the president basically try to find someone who would carry out his orders in the Justice Department and had to go through several officials before he finally was able to find someone who would carry it out.
The president denied any involvement.
Well, I don't know about it. I mean, obviously, I'm not involved in that.
CBS's Erica Brown reports mass firings of government employees continue.
Friday, more federal workers were notified of layoffs, including more than 400 employees.